Martin Arabui, play drum.
I'm Christina, I sing and play guitar.
My name's Neil, I play guitar and some bass.
My name's Sho, I play keys and some guitar.
And I'm Naveed, I play guitar and a little bit of bass.
Put Drop Electric together, you know, just a few years ago, and it was a totally different lineup then. And you know, over time, the lineup slowly changed. And Sho joined in 2010. Then the next year, 2011, Christina hopped on board, and Naveed joined a few months ago, and it's been all systems go since he joined.
Before I joined this band, I would call myself only a singer within Drop Electric, because we've all molded my voice, I think, to this band.
The same kind of goes for a lot of what all of us are doing. A lot of the way each of us have like pioneered our own voice musically is all within the confines of this band.
When Christina, she joined as a guitarist, she kind of slowly let on that she writes songs on her own that she sings over, and we heard them and we all really liked them, and we're like, you know, let's try this. Because before that, we were an instrumental band. And when we're recording, anyone can jump on any instrument and try to, you know, come up with an idea. And so everyone's kind of a multi-instrumentalist here. Three of us live in a house together in Bethesda. We've amassed a ton of gear. Each thing that we buy is a new sound you can create. We're almost like all kind of, you know, bonobos, trying to like figure out like how to make these new sounds and make things sound interesting. A lot of it we just discarded because we've used it on a song or an album and it's just not applicable anymore, and it's just kind of gathering in the house. So
we like have one sitar that we probably used once and like never recorded, just like played it once.
These guys went in and picked up an organ from a church.
It's awesome.
Like, it's a really warm, really old school. Yeah. It's got Leslie in it. Yeah. And they went and picked it up, and it's like gotta be like 600 pounds.
Oh yeah.
And
it's like 3,000.
We never ever recorded with it yet. Insanely. Never.
Why?
Yeah. It's just because we're too lazy to run chords across the house to like mic it up. We're around music all the time. We literally live in a studio. And each of us, so Sho, Christina and I will just write music in our rooms. We'll use the downstairs studio area to write, and there's just constantly creativity going on. So for me, as a songwriter, it has been immensely helpful. When I lived in an apartment, it was really like a lonely process writing. And there wasn't this kind of feedback loop that happens when you live with people.
A lot of bands that we're friends with, they don't practice nearly as much as we do. We do it, what, 3 times a week?
And at least.
At least, and it's serious, we don't miss it, and if you miss it, you die.
being serious and having that much time to really work and stretch things out really helps, because one time a week you have to be really careful with what you use your time for. Mm. And you know, in other bands, one time a week at half of that you're just like eating and then drinking beer. You're not really focusing. And so it's been really interesting, and it's like helped me improve.
We are doomed, says the fiction book. Easy there.
I'd like to think that our music's pretty honest. We haven't all led, you know, like, extremely rosy-colored lives, and so we don't want to pretend with our music. We want to at least just be ourselves, and then if people don't gravitate toward it, then that's fine. But at least we're being ourselves, and we don't like to shy away from the fact that there is a lot of evil in the world and a lot of horror, and so I feel kind of emotionally cheated when a band sounds too happy. It's like, you're not really telling us the whole story here, you know? Bands that I really love, they'll kind of showcase the whole range of emotion.
We intentionally set out to write this music. It's just kind of what we all, I think, like to hear.
Some of our songs, it's like we play around with Arabian scales, we play around with stuff that he or I, or he may have grown up with. My earliest experiences with music was like hearing my grandma doing prayers, and like every night she would do this for like 2 hours, and like chanting and rituals and stuff. I would just sit there and kind of listen, and that's where I think a lot of these scales like just made their way into like my heart.
Very different people from very different ethnic backgrounds, and we all kind of, it's obvious that we're not the normal kind of band. I think a lot of times people meet us and they've said this to us, that they expect us to either be like really philosophical or like really like kind of standoffish. That's fine. I mean, it's fun to like smash people's like expectations, you know? You know, we and I used to joke around, like we used to kind of probably drink too much at shows and like be pretty wild, and people would look at us like they were shocked. They thought we'd be like drinking tea and like reading a book before the show. I didn't even know Freddie Mercury was like Iranian or Persian originally. So like, I didn't have anyone to look up to. I couldn't even imagine myself being a rock band or playing in front of anyone or being like on NPR. Like that wasn't even a possibility. So maybe we are like a band that opens up that possibility for some people to start imagining like, hey, I could be a band, we could put together a band, and you know, maybe some people will like it.
DC-based indie band Drop Electric is profiled on Mobtown Studios' music series, The B-Side Sessions. Drop Electric hits the stage locally next Saturday night, April 19th, at the Metro Gallery. You can check out the full high-definition multimedia version of their B-Side Session and download the songs online at mobtownstudios.com.